Lunch Bumps.
Cam FM.
We've already had some gossip slash exciting event on the M4 division in that Magdalen 3, who are the top of the division, haven't turned up. So that means that Hughes Hall are guaranteed to bump as long as Kings don't catch them within the 15 or so strokes. It's going to take Hughes Hall to cross the line where Magdalen would have started. So if a boat doesn't turn up, all the crew behind them has to do is cross the 1.5 boat lengths that they start on station, and that counts as a bump. So it's up to Hughes Hall to clear the river nice and quickly so the rest of the division can get through. We've just had the 1 minute cannon, so I will run you down this M4 division today. The top, although not really, we have Magdalen 3 followed by Hughes Hall 2 continuing on their quest for blades. Kings 2 follow them, Queens 3, Clare 3, Sydney Sussex 2 also on for blades, first and third 4, Emma 3 also on for blades, Lady Margaret 4 on for their spoons, St Cat's 3, Tit Hall 3 also on for spoons, St Ed's 2 on for blades, Keys 3, Pembroke 3, Queens 4, Jesus 4, Selwyn 2 and Jesus 5 rowing over at the bottom the last 2 days. We will see how they go. All the crews are pushed out now, and there is the start cannon. They're coming past us. Hughes Hall not really looking like they're trying that hard, and who can blame them? They bumped. Essentially, Hughes Hall have just crossed the line. That means Hughes Hall have bumped into the non-existent Magdalen 3 this morning, this afternoon even. Kings 2 going past me, looking quite nice and strong, taking a wide line around Hughes Hall as they pull in. Kings now going for a row over, trying to avoid their spoons. Queens 3 behind them, looking very strong as they come past. Nice drive there. Good rhythm settled into very early. They're on station with Clare behind them, but Clare being slightly caught up on by Sydney Sussex 2. I'd say they're down to just less than a length and a half. There'll be a whistle going on around the corner very, very soon. Big gap behind them before first and third, 4. They're not going to catch Sydney 2 anytime soon. Maybe some more drama behind them with Emma 3 looking nice and strong as they come by. Behind them, Maggie 4, just about on station again. But behind them, St Cat 3 really close down already. I reckon there's going to be a bump before the first post corner there. Just going past me, Emma have had their first whistle on first and third. We will see how well they catch up on them later on. St Cat's coming past me just now. They've really closed down. They're down to about half a length on Maggie M4. It's going to be a matter of time, I reckon, on that bump. So Cat's looking way more settled than Maggie. In fact, I'm just going to keep on this crew now because they're down to a canvas. The whistles are going crazy as they're going down into first post corner. They're just going past the Hughes Hall crew that have pulled in. I might have to turn around and abandon them, but the cox is looking very, very nervous from Maggie M4 there. There's going to be a concession any minute. I'm pretty sure the Cat's blades are going to hit the back of the Maggie boat within the next few strokes. I will turn back to that momentarily, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bump there any second. There has been a bump further down as well. I will figure out who that was. I had Keys come past me, so I'm going to call there's been a bump between Ed's and Trinity 3. Trinity Hall 3. Hall still on for their spoons and Ed's still on for their blades. Well done. That was even just past the motorway bridge. There's going to be another bump between Pembroke and Keys. I reckon just going into first post corner, Pembroke have closed down massively on them, as have Jesus on Queens 4. Jesus 4 on Queens 4. There's going to be a bump. It's going to happen. That's a less than a canvas. It's just a question of when the cops is going to concede, really. I'm really losing my voice. I'm sorry. Just going around the corner in front of them, Keys and Pembroke. There's going to be a bump between them before the end of the race as well. And right here we have Selwyn 2 taking their time, rowing over quite nicely. They look like they're just settling in for the solid row. In fact, there has been a bump between Jesus 4 and Queens 4 just going into first post corner. It's going to be a question of whether they can get out of the way quick enough for Selwyn to come through. And way, way behind is Jesus M5 waiting. Just casual row over there. So confirmed bump between Jesus and Queens at the bottom of the division. Queens M4, Jesus M4. But that's it from me for the moment.
Hi, I've just got a bump from Emma on first third, and I think there's probably going to be a bump between Queens M3 and Kings M2. That was looking very close as they came past me here. And yeah, but a confirmed bump from Emma on first and third. And no sign of Lady Margaret, so Emma definitely did a very fast row. Beth, what's happening with you?
Well, all the boats have come past me now. Thank you, Alex. So I can just run it through again. confirmed bud between Jesus 4 and Queen's 4 right at the bottom. The two queens below them, Selwyn 2 and Jesus 5, just going for a nice calm rover, it looks like. I've sort of forgotten which crew I said bumped in front of me just before the motorway bridge, but it looks like there are some red blades involved, so I'm pretty sure. Wait, no, I've confused myself. I'll go and find out who these crews that have bumped are, but confirmed bump at the top between Hughes Hall 2 and Maudlin 3, who didn't actually show up. Confirmed bump between Emma 3 and 1st and 3rd 4. Emma still on for their blades. Congratulations to them. Commiserations to Queen's M4 still on for their blades. And congratulations to Jesus, who bumped up on them. I'm just going to go ahead and find out who this crew is. Ah, it is St. Ed's and Tit Hall. That was what I knew that. So St. Ed's 2 had been bumped by Keys 3 as well, just beyond the motorway bridge. That's all that I've got. Alex, have you got anything else, or is that basically as much as we can call?
I've just got that Selwyn M2 and Jesus M5 are rowing past me now. Jesus M5 is quite far off Selwyn M2, so I think that's just going to look like a row through from them. And then other than that, I think everyone else has bumped or be bumped because there are no signs of any other boats.
Okay, thank you, Alex. So the only question there really is what's happened between Keys 3 and Kings 2.
Lunch bumps.
Cam FM.